The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
Well, when we think of French cooking, it's often images of hearty meat dishes like boeuf bourguignon and cassoulet and that comes to mind. Well, this week, 14 French chefs and sommeliers came together and published Les Chefs Cuisine Vegan, and the first book of vegan recipes by French chefs. One of the chefs behind the initiative is Christelle Douit, founder of the Parisian restaurant Soya Cantine Bio, and she joins us now from Paris. And welcome to you, Christelle. And I suppose we've seen vegan recipe books aplenty over the last few years. This is the first one coming out of France. Why did it take so long, do you think, for a French vegan cooking book?
Well, it took so long because, you know, in France, our culture really is based on meat products, dairy products. And it was, you know, like even 10 years ago when, I mean, I opened the restaurant 11 years ago, you know, I couldn't use the word vegan. And even when I said that I was opening a vegetarian restaurant, because it was vegetarian at first, I was still using eggs and cheese. It was like my closest friend said to me, no, but don't do that. Really, you should at least have one dish with meal, with meat. And it's like people felt, you know, it's like you were part of a sect. And and a lot of people tried to discourage me. Actually, they felt sorry for me. They said, oh, no, the poor girl. What is she doing?
And how long did it take in those early days when you opened it up? How long did it take to get custom and for the restaurant to get off the ground?
Well, actually, I realized when I opened the restaurant that a lot of people were, you know, kind of waiting for this kind of restaurant, actually. I mean, the kind of food I was, you know, making in the restaurant, they were waiting for that. I mean, a lot of my first customers were women, mainly, and then, of course, their friends and male friends started to come, and today we have just as many men as women. But, I mean, amongst my customers, a lot of them didn't really, I mean, at first I didn't even use the term vegetarian or vegan, you know. I just said, you know, this is an organic restaurant, so, and I didn't use meat. And most people didn't know, basically, you know. They will eat like a lasagna with tofu and they will think it was meat. They thought they were eating meat. So I had to explain to them that, you know, with tofu, it's a very versatile thing. You can do a lot of things with it, a lot of preparations. So basically, people started coming to the restaurant without knowing it was vegetarian. So, and I was working with a couple of people, and we everything was homemade, and our plates were quite generous and colorful, and basically they tasty. So they came back because it was tasty, not because it was vegetarian. They realized later on that it was vegetarian, and then it became vegan. And they didn't say anything when the restaurant just became totally vegan. So it's okay now.
It's okay now. And it became 11 years later.
Mention it.
Is it a totally vegan restaurant now that you run?
No, it's a totally vegan restaurant. Yes, no more eggs, no more cheese.
No more. So for this cookbook, bringing together these 14 chefs, are all the chefs vegetarian? Do we know?
No, they're not all vegetarian. Actually, some of the chefs, they were challenged, I think, to create something vegan, you know, to add a vegan option in their menus, but they're not actually vegetarian or vegan, but they are really, you know, interested and open, you know, to this new market now and to all the possibilities, really, because it makes sense, you know, to have a vegan dish, not just to touch a part of the population, but because there are so many scandals surrounding the meat industry, you know, the egg industry. So a lot of these chefs, I think, are, you know, just open-minded and interested, you know, in this type of food, but they're not necessarily all vegan now.
And do you think this huge, because there has been such a huge interest in veganism in the last, even it feels like the last kind of 1 to 2 years, there are so many people talking about becoming vegan. And do you think it's driven by concern for animal welfare? Is it concerned about the food production? Or do you think there's a whole celebrity element to it that has influenced a lot of people? Because a lot of celebrities have come out and said they're going to become vegan. You know, almost like it's become a bit of a fad, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, actually, that probably influenced people. We have seen on the net and even on, you know, on French TV, on the news, a lot of horrific images from slaughterhouses. And I think people didn't, we didn't see those kind of images before, you know. So obviously, I think people start to think. I mean, I will say now about 90% of our customers don't actually, they don't claim to be vegan or vegetarian, but they all say that they don't eat as much meat as they used to, and they are very sensitive to animal welfare. That's what you say?
Yeah.
They're very, very sensitive to that now. And I think, the having celebrities mentioning that they are vegan today, and I think it's a good thing, actually. Yeah.
And
it's a good influence.
Yeah. Yes. In the book, if you 14 chefs coming together, there is that old phrase, you know, too many cooks spoil the broth. How did you decide what chefs, you know, how did you divide up the various recipes between the chefs, or did every chef just come up with their own idea, or, you know, how did you sort of divide it between yourselves?
Well, we were actually free to choose three different recipes, one entree, one main course, and a dessert. So we were all free to choose whichever recipe we felt like giving. I mean sharing anyway.
And I mentioned a sommelier is involved. Talk to me about vegan wines. Vegan wines in France. France, obviously, a country that's so famous for its wine. Mm-hmm. Is vegan wine, is it a big industry there?
It's not a big industry, but it is changing, definitely. It's the same thing like with food. You know, 10 years ago, you would never hear of a wine being vegan or such a label, but there is a label now. And 10 years ago, I mean, you will not see it, but now you start seeing it and you start having I've always been interested in organic wines and those wines that are a little different, you know, with grapes. I mean the way the wine is made now, it's becoming important, you know, not to use milk or eggs, and, you know, to filter the wine. It's becoming actually more important.
I was going to ask you that.
It's a growing industry.
I was going to ask you to explain to us a little bit. When we talk about vegan wine, what do we mean?
Yes.
Why is it vegan?
It's the way it's been filtered, basically, you know. They call that collage in French. It's like the albumin from eggs.
The egg white,
the milk.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it works, but it's used to filter the wine.
Okay. Does it taste the same? Chris, could you, you know, if you put two glasses in front of me, could I tell the difference between a vegan wine and non-vegan?
No, I don't think you will be able to tell the difference. No,
No,
because I don't think they use a lot. You know, it's just during the process. You know, the winemaking process.
Yeah. And tell me one other thing. I mentioned at the start the sort of the typical French dishes that us foreigners think about, the bœuf bourguignons and the cassoulets and the steak frites. Are there typical French vegan dishes then? I mean, can the vegan dishes be distinctly French?
Well, I think it's fun actually to explore those traditional dishes using meat, and like today we did a mushroom bourguignon, and it had it was very tasty and very successful amongst our like regular customers. And so I think it's fun to explore those classic dishes and without meat.
Without meat, of course. It sounds delicious. You have me feeling hungry now.
Yeah, it's not that hard actually, because I find that most of the tests, actually in Bourguignon we use wine during the cooking process and mushrooms, and we use a lot of herbs and, you know, like fresh herbs, fresh rosemary, and I think it's easy to forget, you know, to forget about meat when you eat a well-made dish with the, you know, the right ingredients.
Well, I love the idea of the customers coming to you 11 years ago, eating the lasagna and not realizing they were eating a lasagna minus the meat. But anyway, so the book is entitled, and we'll all have to brush up on our French, Les Chefs Cuisine Vegan, the chef's cooking vegan food or vegan cuisine. And it's the first French vegan cookbook out of France. Christelle Duit, it's lovely to talk to you this evening. And thanks so much for taking the time out for
us. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. That's Christelle Duit there. Join us. And her restaurant indeed is called Soya Cantine Bio. It's in Paris. So check it out if you happen to be in that area. And that book entitled Les Chefs Cuisine Vegan.
La place rouge était vide. Devant moi marchait Nathalie. Il avait un joli nom, mon guide, Nathalie. La place rouge était blanche. La neige faisait un tapis. Et je suivais par ce froid dimanche Nathalie. Elle parlait en phrases sobres de la révolution d'octobre. Je pensais déjà qu'après le tombeau de Lénine, on irait au café Pouchkine boire un chocolat. La place rouge était vide. Je lui pris son bras, elle a souri. Il avait des cheveux blonds, mon guide, Nathalie. Nathalie. Dans sa chambre, à l'université, une bande d'étudiants l'attendait impatiemment. On a ri, on a beaucoup parlé. Il voulait tout savoir. Nathalie traduisait Moscou, les plaines d'Ukraine et les Champs-Élysées. On en a tout mélangé et on a chanté. Et puis, ils ont débouché en riant à l'avance du champagne de France et on a dansé. Quand la chambre fut vide, tous les amis étaient partis. Je suis resté seul avec mon guide, Nathalie. Et plus question de phrases sobres, ni de révolution d'octobre. On n'en était plus là. Fini le tombeau de Lénine. Le chocolat de chez Pouchkine, c'était loin déjà. Que ma vie me semble vide, mais je sais qu'un jour à Paris, c'est moi qui lui servirai de guide, Nathalie. Nathalie.
Talk 106 to 108.